Hello, welcome to the show today. We're so glad you're here with us as we talk about the top 10 threats to your investment portfolio. Woo, it's going to be a doozy. And just a quick reminder before we get started that you can always subscribe to the podcast so you just always know when new content is posted. Follow us all over social media too. We're everywhere, pretty much. Just search for The College Investor and you'll find us. We'd love to get to know you better and help you along in your investing journey. Today, let's talk about it, the top 10 threats to your portfolio. If you spend any time on the internet, if you watch cable news, maybe you read the newspaper, you probably have some profound concerns about the state of the economy. No matter your political affiliation, some of your concerns could translate into some real problems for your investment portfolio. No joke. All right, so our friends at Birch Gold, which is a company that helps investors buy and sell gold, polled its investors about their thoughts on the greatest threats to their well-being. So we went ahead and combined some of the Birch Gold responses with other sources to deliver up these top 10 threats to your investment portfolio. First up, your own behavior. In the modern era, the biggest threat to your portfolio is you, my friend. With a 24/7 news cycle, it's kind of easy to think that it's never a good time to invest. The overcautious may hoard cash, which is guaranteed to lose value to inflation over time. More reckless investors may buy into meme stocks, overinvest in cryptocurrencies, or even speculate on NFTs at the height of their prices, only to see their investment prices drop like a rock. So even if you don't suffer from too much or too little caution, or too much emotion, I should say, you may make some classic investment errors. Just a quick example, you might end up buying high and selling low rather than the other way around. Most people can't approach their investment portfolio with complete stoicism, though, so the best alternative is to just set up guidelines to keep your behavior in check. If you're prone to reckless investing, take just a small portion of your investment portfolio and designate it for some big bets. Invest the rest of your portfolio for the long run. So investing those set amounts at regular intervals, which is called dollar cost averaging, can keep you from buying at all-time highs. It also ensures that you aren't just merely saving, but you're investing. A well-diversified portfolio can also keep your behavior in check. If your portfolio includes a variety of asset types, your portfolio is less likely to experience wild swings in value. This can keep you from panic selling when prices drop. The second thing we'll talk about is inflation. Inflation is colloquially defined as too much money chasing too few goods. For decades, the United States enjoyed some low inflation, but in 2022, we knew we were rocked while the stock market struggled. That year was a sobering look at how much damage inflation can do to an investment portfolio, for sure. Over the long run, your investment portfolio needs to produce returns higher than the rate of inflation, or you'll lose buying power over time. High rates of inflation can quickly erode the value of your whole portfolio. To constrain the impact of inflation, your investment portfolio needs to include asset classes that typically outperform inflation, like stocks and real estate, and assets that act as kind of a hedge against inflation, like precious metals. Number three on the list of threats, economic downturns. So an economic downturn can be a double threat to your investment portfolio. During a downturn, you're more likely to lose your income. So you might need to dip into your investment portfolio just to fund living expenses. Additionally, the stock market is often a leading indicator of a bad economy. The value of your investments may tumble right before you need to withdraw money from your portfolio. Yikes! So most investors know that the economy goes through cycles that include boom periods and recessions, but economic downturns are never predictable in length or severity even. Selling assets in an economic downturn means you might sell at low prices instead of high prices. So to counteract this risk, a lot of investors try to invest in some defensive stocks or other counter-cyclical assets where prices tend to rise when the economy heads into a tailspin. And then we'll take a look at stock market volatility, kind of along the same lines. Stock prices seem to rise and fall for no reason at all. Sometimes good news for a company results in stock prices rising, and other times the good news actually leads to a price drop. This head-scratching volatility poses a major threat to investors, especially those who buy and sell individual stocks. Yeah, while stock market volatility is tough to handle when you're saving and investing, it's even more devastating if you need to withdraw money from your portfolio. Retirees who rely on their portfolio to cover expenses may have to sell assets to cover their living expenses even when stock prices fall. And then we take a look at politically motivated spending bills. So, whether you worry more about Trumponomics or Bidenomics, politically motivated spending bills may be a threat to your investment portfolio. When the federal government spends in a deficit, the national debt increases. This means more taxpayer dollars go to servicing government debt. Although the U.S. has not experienced a debt emergency since the Civil War, other nations have had debt emergencies in the modern era. These countries with modern economies experienced economic volatility, economic stagnation, and other woes because their national debt load just got out of hand. Under the wrong circumstances, the United States economy may experience similar issues. Seems to be heading that way. High-pressure investment sale situations. Let's take a look at this. A lot of investors save and invest diligently for years, which leads to a decent nest egg. But when these investors go looking for financial advice, they could end up in high-pressure sales situations. Financial, quote, advisors may talk you into fee-loaded whole life insurance policies or costly annuities. If you buy a fee-loaded product that isn't right for you, you might end up spending thousands of dollars unwinding the decision. If you stick with the product, you may own underperforming assets for years before you can stop paying for the product. Ugh. Now let's take a look at job loss. Roughly 6 million people lose or leave their jobs every single month in the U.S. While many of those job separations are related to just leaving a job for a better one, others are layoffs or terminations. If you've lost a job, you could spend weeks or months looking for your next one. During this time, you might need to tap into your portfolio just to fund your living expenses. If you've got a seven-figure investment portfolio, pulling a few thousand bucks from the portfolio, that's not going to do any long-term harm. On the other hand, if you need to liquidate half of your portfolio, yeah, that might take years to recover. Many people can mitigate the risk of job loss by developing multiple streams of income, saving an emergency fund, and cutting to a simple budget when their income is low. Let's talk about that emergency fund for a second. So, an emergency fund can help you through a job loss. It's important for covering a huge range of expenses, too. A big stash of cash can come in handy when you need to cover an unexpected medical bill, pay for a new windshield, or cover the water bill when you don't have a steady income. An emergency fund is your investment portfolio's first line of defense, for sure. If you have cash, you can pay for those unexpected expenses. Without this cash, you might have to sell some assets or take on some debt. Rising healthcare costs is number 9 on our list. General inflation is a relatively new concern for a whole lot of investors, but rising health costs have been a concern for years. According to Fidelity's retiree healthcare cost estimate, a 65-year-old who retired in 2023 can expect to pay $157,500 in healthcare costs during their retirement years. Ouch! This represents significant spending for a person relying primarily on their investment portfolio and Social Security. Most people will prioritize health-related spending over growing an investment portfolio, too, so it's important to plan for healthcare costs that could rise faster than the general rate of inflation. And number 10, insufficient diversification. Famed investor Harry Markowitz said, quote, "Diversification is the only free lunch in investing," end quote. He said this because well-diversified portfolios experience less volatility than stocks-only portfolios, and a well-diversified portfolio may perform better than one with only stocks. investing in a variety of asset classes, just like stocks, bonds, real estate, precious metals, and alternatives, can keep your portfolio growing, even when one or two asset classes are declining. And some final thoughts before we wrap up for today. Although each one of these threats can damage your investment portfolio, you can defend your wealth from these threats. Developing economic resilience with an emergency fund, multiple streams of income, and the ability to cut your spending goes a long way towards keeping your investment portfolio in place. From an investment standpoint, controlling your behavior, maintaining proper diversification, and using tested investment strategies can help you during economic boom times and during those dreaded busts. That is our show for today. We hope it was helpful. Thank you again for stopping by. And if you want to follow us on social media, just search for The College Investor. You're sure to find us wherever you are. Plus, you can check out our website anytime, 24/7, thecollegeinvestor.com, for all kinds of deep dives into all the topics we talked about today. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we will talk to you again real soon.